This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a digital age when words carry real weight, a Huron County man's facing the consequences of his online actions. Cameron James Hewens has pleaded guilty in Judge Prill's courtroom at the Huron County Circuit Court to charges stemming from a social media tirade. Hewens admitted to posting inappropriate, harassing, and profane comments on Facebook, targeting individuals with insults that could be construed as racial slurs. He pleaded guilty to both felony count of unlawful posting of a message and a misdemeanor for malicious use of a telecommunication device. This plea agreement means he avoids further charges, but the legal journey isn't over. The court has accepted his pleas, acknowledging the factual basis of his actions using a cell phone to spread digital harassment. Hewens now awaits sentencing, scheduled for June 1st at 9 a.m., a stark reminder that what's posted online can indeed land you in court. And Monday, inside Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, where a complex legal battle's gaining momentum, the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Jeremy Lee Tunn saw its latest developments, with the defendant appearing remotely from the Huron County Jail. The spotlight is currently on newly appointed defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara, who's just inherited a voluminous amount of discovery. He's still sifting through the details and hasn't even had a chance to fully consult with his client. Despite this, the court is pushing forward, balancing the need for due process with the victim's desire for a swift resolution. Judge Prill has set a firm September 22nd date for a jury trial, expected to last 4 days, but before that, a critical final pretrial slated for August 31st, serving as a hard deadline for all motions, plea agreements, and crucial notices like alibi defenses. Any pleas after this date will be strictly limited to all counts. Adding another layer to the proceedings, the defendant remains held on a $100,000 cash or surety bond, a figure the defense may challenge down the line. To bridge the gap until the main events, an interim pretrial has been scheduled for April 13th, giving attorney O'Mara a few crucial weeks to catch up. It's a race against clock in Huron County as legal gears turn towards a high-stakes September showdown. And Bay City firefighters are getting a much-needed boost, one that could reshape how emergency crews serve the community for decades to come. After years of wear and tear, two of the city's fire stations are finally getting major attention. Local officials say the upgrades aren't just about appearances, they're about safety, speed, and keeping up with modern demands. Last year alone, Bay City crews answered more than 6,000 calls, and now with support from the city budget and nearly $1 million in federal funding, improvements are underway to make sure firefighters are ready for whatever comes next. At Fire Station 1 on Center Avenue, crews have been working behind the scenes for more than a year. Built back in the 1970s, the building was showing its age, so much so that what's being replaced dates back to its original construction. The updates are extensive. A new roof, upgraded heating system, fresh windows, and the removal of outdated asbestos materials. Officials say it's all part of bringing the station in line with modern health and safety standards, standards that didn't exist when the building first opens its doors. But the bigger transformation may be happening across town. Fire Station 2, a structure dating back to the 1950s, is set for a complete overhaul. In fact, plans call for the building to be torn down entirely after environmental cleanup efforts, with a brand new station rising in its place. Leaders say the current facility simply can't keep up. Its design reflects an era when fire trucks were smaller and safety expectations were very different. City officials admit the conditions have raised concerns, even questioning whether it's the safest place for firefighters to operate today. The goal now is to move quickly, limiting downtime between demolition and rebuilding while choosing a new location that better serves the community. In the end, officials say these upgrades aren't just about buildings, they're about people. Safer stations mean safer firefighters, faster response times, and stronger protection for Bay City residents. And as departments nationwide compete for recruits, modern facilities could make all the difference in attracting and keeping the next generation of first responders. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do It Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at more news. In a surprise special election result, a Democratic candidate has secured a win in a Florida district historically considered a Republican stronghold. The race was seen as a litmus test for voter sentiment on recent national economic and foreign policy issues. Political analysts suggest the victory was driven by high turnout among younger voters concerned about energy costs and health care. The win narrows the margin in state legislature and prepares for the upcoming general session. And the Canadian Foreign Ministry issued a formal statement today strongly condemning the planned occupation of territory in southern Lebanon. The statement called for an immediate end to the hostilities and a return to the established sovereign borders. This diplomatic move highlights growing concerns among G7 nations regarding the expansion of conflict. Canada has urged all parties prioritize protection of civilians and adhere to international humanitarian law. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hey, you, over there! Do you like shopping? Well, stop what you're doing. Close your eyes and imagine the ultimate rush. You're at the front of the line. The doors fly open, and you've got a crisp $100 bill just burning a hole in your pocket. That's right. We're giving you the chance to win one of five $100 spring shopping sprees. But what are you grabbing first? That designer perfume? The newest tech gadget? Or maybe you're clearing out the snack aisle for the weekend. 100 bucks of unadulterated shopping glory. No stress, no budget tracking, just $100 head start on whatever your heart desires. It's the treat yourself day you've been waiting for. Entering is a breeze. Just head over to your local shops right now and fill out an entry form and drop it in the bucket. That's all. Don't let someone else spend your money. Shop local today and get ready to shop until you drop. Drawing is April 10th. Must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary and shop local.
Register to win Thumb Broadcasting Spring Shopping Spree at the following businesses: Huron's Finest and Eastside Tire, both of Bad Axe, Thumb Hardware and Appliance, Gary's Car Care, and Elkton Motorsports, all of Elkton. And more sponsors include Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.